Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 20th, 2021. Medium published my new article, "We Can Soften the Onslaught." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." 2020, which Time magazine dubbed the worst year ever, has barely ended, but it already seems like 2021 will outperform its former, as far as misfortunes go. It seems as though nature has launched an all-out onslaught on humanity and will not let up until it kills us all or we surrender. But as is always the case with science and humanity, when we don't understand the cause and effect relation, we call it a miracle or a coincidence. This is nonsense. If you drive against traffic, you will get hit. The accident will not be a coincidence, it will be a direct result of your stupidity, as MLK has pointed out. Nature has a very clear direction, a very clear traffic flow that has existed since the dawn of time. Everything moves toward connection. The more evolved a creature is, the more complexity it demonstrates. This manifests on all levels of nature, from the subatomic level through the human body, to the Earth's ecosystem, and onto the entire universe. Everything is interconnected and functions perfectly within the system. In turn, the system protects it and supports its continuous development. Only we, humans, are driving against traffic. The more we evolve, the more we strive to be individuals, separated, alienated from everyone and everything. The more we insist on our individualism, the more blows we suffer precisely because we are moving against traffic. If we continue to insist, we will have a fatal car crash, there should be no doubt about it. Our ignorance of nature's stream and our stupidity in insisting not to learn about it have inflicted on us all the blows we have suffered so far, and will inflict on us the blows that we are destined to suffer down the line. It is a terrible shame, since it really needn't be this way. All we need is to recognize that we, too, must evolve toward connection rather than division and separation. This is all it takes to align us with nature's flow of evolution. It will make the blows we are suffering now for going the opposite direction become a tailwind that will push us forward to new heights and unimaginable achievements. Nature's apparent onslaught is really our own doing. We can soften it and even reverse it into nurturing if we only open our eyes, discard our ignorance, abandon division, and embrace the connection that is nature's most inherent quality. Medium published my new article, "The Superior Principles That Guarantee Life." It is not only America that's falling apart. The Dutch government resigned in its entirety, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is stepping down, the Italian government is on the brink of collapse, and the coronavirus is wreaking havoc all over the world. Vaccines have already been developed, but new and more infectious strains have already appeared, spreading more rapidly and with a higher death toll than before there were vaccines. And worst of all, we are shifting into a new phase in the collapse of the old world, from lack of work to lack of food. If we don't wake up soon, we will wake up to a plague of hunger, and people will smash everything for a piece of bread for their children. The only way to avert the looming meltdown is to reconstruct society under new, non-egoistic principles. This does not mean that we have to become altruistic, but we must understand that if we continue to behave selfishly toward each other, we will die. It's as simple as that. The new principle that must be the basis of the new society is connection, or rather, mutuality. Succinctly, mutuality means that we must treat everyone, whoever they are, equally. We must make sure that every single person receives the basic necessities that allow for reasonable subsistence. This principle must override any border, view, race, gender identity, faith, or any other difference among people. Since the problem that the world is going to face is lack of staple foods, the first and foremost expression of our connection must be the provision of sufficient nutrition to everyone. Whether people are communists, Nazis, or any other extreme you can imagine, we must still provide everyone without exception with the basic needs of life. As we attempt to achieve this, we will find that we need a global, overarching organization that will guarantee that everyone, in every country, gets those staples. Clearly, such an umbrella organization brings to mind the image of a global government with all the justified concerns about excessive use of power. However, without global coordination of food manufacturing and distribution, chaos will ensue everywhere. The era of self-sufficient nation-states is over. Just as the coronavirus has spread throughout the world faster than a brush fire, so will any crisis going forward. Without global collaboration that genuinely seeks the well-being of everyone, we will not survive. And nothing is more fitting to start our global cooperation than guaranteeing food supply to every single person on the planet. This will not only be our biggest test yet, but it will also be the proper basis on which to build humanity's new establishments, which will cater to the well-being of all of humanity. It has already been shown, and I, too, have written about it multiple times, that the seemingly endless stream of crises are all connected to our attitude toward each other and to nature. Countless scientists and scientific institutions have published studies that link our mistreatment of other people and the whole of nature to the collapse of our global ecosystem. The current global institutions are powerless, they are dummies with no real power, and perhaps it is only for the best, since they actually represent the interests of their countries and have no real concern for the well-being of humanity. As I said in the beginning of this piece, the global institution that will oversee the food provision project need not consist of altruists. Besides, as we know, altruists are very hard to find these days. Instead, the people who will lead this project will be those who understand that it is in our egoistic interest to guarantee everyone's well-being, or the global system will collapse. This understanding is imperative, and it is realistic to find such people. Understandably, governments will not be happy to yield any power to such an institution, but we can trust nature to do its thing and force them to comply the hard way, at the expense of all of us. There are trying times ahead, but if we understand that our lives are at stake, and how we can save them, perhaps we will succeed. Collecting the pieces of the common soul. Question. It is written in the book of Zohar, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together, as well. This means being friends, that at the hour when they sit together, they do not separate from one another. At first, they seem to be people at war with each other, wanting to kill each other, then again they return to brotherly love. The Creator says about them, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together, as well. But, moreover, the Creator Himself is attentive to their speeches, and He has delight, and He rejoices for them. How can it be that people who are ready to kill each other, nevertheless, come together and brotherly love arises between them? Answer, this is really amazing, because we come from one single soul. This system was created as one common desire, one single organism. And then it was deliberately broken into small pieces. This is similar to how a Lego mosaic is constructed. First, a picture is made, and then a special stamp cuts it into pieces so that children can learn to assemble a picture from its components. Our common soul is created in a similar way. Since it is broken into the smallest pieces, we must find such a connection between each other, such juxtaposition that all our souls again gather into one big picture, into one single soul. This one soul is called Adam, from the word Adame, similar to the Creator. To the extent that we get closer to each other to put together a big picture, we become Adam, human. That is, the human in us, is not our animal body and not our original natural animal inclinations, but it is the measure of our similarity to the Creator. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 3. With a machine gun in every window? question, sociologist Igor Eidman wrote on his Facebook page, all mass murders in world history were fighting for the sake of high ideals, religion, national interests, ideology. Terror and violence will cease only when the highest value for people will become not gods, leaders, ideologies and other artificially created entities, but their own individual ones, life, health, freedom, creativity, security, life comfort. And not only in Muslim, but also in Christian, Jewish, Chinese and other societies. An individual who acts in his own rational interests will not risk himself and destroy others for collective misconceptions. War and terror would not be possible in the world of rational individualism. Only moving towards this goal, unfortunately, unattainable in the foreseeable future, can reduce mass violence and conflicts. This is banal, but I see no other way out of the current permanent massacre. In translation. How do you like such a simple, trivial idea that if a person only cares about himself, he will not get involved in all these conflicts? Answer, yes, it is good, of course, to speak, but egoism will wear us out, with a US, squeeze all the juices out of us, and will not let go until we wish only one thing, to rise above it. And to exist in it in some comfortable, warm corner will not work. Question, will it still lead us out of this corner? Answer, yes. It is specially created to be constantly evolving. All the time its evil, green, poisonous juices wander around. It will not let us live in peace. Egoism is growing in us all the time. Our natural desire is to somehow get along with it because we seem to have no other way. And so we invent all sorts of theories of appeasement for ourselves with it, between us, and so on. Well, can't we? We are all human. There are Republicans, there are leftists, all kinds of socialists. It doesn't matter, we must somehow live together. It will not work. We will arm ourselves and everyone will sit at home with machine guns in every window. We will have to understand that only adopting the middle line of our joint coexistence will give us access to the next human level when it is neither you, nor me, but precisely because we use our mutual hatred, rejection. We are using it. We do not suppress it, we do not extinguish it, but on the contrary, we use both the left and right lines correctly in order to raise the middle line above them. And then we can build ourselves. But this is a very serious design. A person will understand what he is building it for, what he is doing. All in serious internal stress. And by this, he will rise above his nature. Because the two lines that exist in nature, the right and the left, are being animated in us, more and more in order for us, to call the middle line. The Creator is the source from which these two lines, right and left, arise in us. We must contrapose them in such a way that we understand how to connect them together so that a middle line appears. And we will learn and see where we come from, where it all descended from in us. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 9, 2020. Aliens among us. In the news, MBC News, former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist. A galactic federation has been waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are, Hamesh said. A former Israeli space security chief has sent eyebrows shooting heavenward by saying that Earthlings have been in contact with extraterrestrials from a galactic federation. The unidentified flying objects have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet, Hamesh, former head of Israel's Defense Ministry's Space Directorate, told Israel's Yediot Aharonot newspaper. Esht, who oversaw the launch of numerous Israeli satellites into space, said he was only speaking out now because attitudes were changing and people seemed more receptive. If I had come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized, he told Yediot. Today, They're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards, I am respected in universities abroad. Yediot.co.il, Professor Hamesh headed the Israeli space program and now he tells how the aliens prevented some nuclear holocausts. Question: how do you feel about the aliens among us? Answer: I know they are here. But it is not like they walk like us. They move. They do not have such a bodily image. But these forces exist. In general, we live in a world of an infinite number of different forces. The alien in my mind is the desire to bestow, the desire to love. It is different. Comment: it does not suit this earth. My response: yes. Thus, wherever we are, on earth, on the moon, on Mars, no matter where, it is there. And there is no such place where it would not be present. But it depends on us, how to tune in so that we feel it. We prepare ourselves to begin to feel this power, to interact with it, and to acquire this property ourselves. Question: but in fact, the direction is correct. Here, between us, there are these forces called aliens. Answer: here, take these forces and act. Question: so we can contact them? Answer: to the extent that you make yourself like them, you will begin to feel them. Calibrate yourself for it. Question: calibrate yourself for bestowal, for love, and they will immediately appear. Answer: of course. Comment: and it turns out that all these spirits and angels were here, next to me. My response: it is a non-corporeal force that acts and governs around me, inviting me also to mutual control and communication. Question: who is in charge? Do they really control us? Answer: they still control us. But they want us to manage everything together with them. Comment: that is, this scientist, perhaps without understanding this, quietly said something correctly. Humanity is not ready yet. They were waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand. He has claimed how the aliens have helped prevent nuclear tragedy on Earth. That is, our desire to get closer to bestowal and love prevented catastrophes, and so on. It turns out they are among us. Did they come from another planet, these forces? Answer: they have not arrived and have not flown away. For them there are no problems of movement at all. Because they're like thoughts. Do thoughts fly somewhere? They can be anywhere. There is no limitation of space, time, or movement for them, of anything. Question: what is your conclusion? Answer: if we want to get out of the grip of our egoism, we will immediately feel ourselves out of time, out of space, out of speed, movement. Then we will begin to exist in a completely different geometry, in a different space. This is where we must come. We will reveal a completely different universe, a different area, inhabited by forces but not bodies. Bodies are what we see today in our egoistic desires and properties. And so we paint images. Question: humanity has painted devils, devils with horns and tails. Is this all a selfish notion? Answer: of course. A representation of positive and negative forces. Question: that is, negative, with a tail and horns? Answer: yes. And the positive ones are angels. Question: how do you personally imagine aliens? Answer: today I imagine aliens more in the form of good forces that help us rise above our egoism and begin to feel this space above time, above movement, above all egoistic limitations. Comment: so you must surrender to them so that they capture this earth and everything will be over. My response: no. We must make it so that they capture it. We must help them, make sure that these good forces capture everything in us, outside of us, around us. We must attract all the good forces possible to ourselves. This is the science of Kabbalah. How can we attract these good forces and force them through our desires, through our attempts, to work with us, and among us? From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 21, 2020. toward unlimited perception. Question: You say that the upper world cannot open to one person. This means that it is not perfect, but the spiritual world is perfect. What is the contradiction here? Answer: No, this is not a contradiction. The fact is that the spiritual world is revealed in the correct sensation of a person. In our world, a person's sensation is egoistic, closed, and limited. Therefore, we are simply not able to absorb the whole, enormous picture of nature. We must make our perception unlimited, and for this, we need to learn to come out of ourselves. The exit from oneself is carried out in a group in which everyone can unite with others and thus create in oneself an unlimited desire to be fulfilled, in combination with others. When a person, through unification with others, can expand his desires and capabilities at the expense of them, he at the same time becomes a real organ of perception of spiritual space, since it is not limited in any triaxial time frame. That is, it is a completely n-dimensional space. But how do you begin to perceive it? To do this, you need to adjust, to change. Here a problem arises. We need to work on ourselves in order to create a sense of perception of the environment that would not introduce errors on the part of the perceiving person but would be absolutely correctly selected in his sensations, the object and what he perceives. In other words, we need to reach such a level of perception where our sensation and the sensation of the world around us will be the same, equal. For this you need to work very hard on your egoism, get out of it, and rise above it. From Cab TV's Ask a Cabalist, March 20, 2019. The property Israel. Question: Who are the sons of Israel? Answer: The children of Israel comes from the word Israel, which, in translation, means directly aimed at the purpose of creation or directly to the Creator. When a person is directed toward seeking and revealing the Creator within himself, then he is called Israel, and all his actions are called the sons of Israel, that is, they are aimed at creating a spiritual vessel in him in which he would feel this. Question: Can everyone feel the quality of Israel? Answer: Of course. In general, Jews are not a people. They are immigrants from ancient Babylon, from all those peoples who scattered from there, across the entire globe and formed the peoples of the world. Therefore, the Jews are like a mini collection of all the peoples of the world, a mini humanity. But how did they get together? By their striving to reveal the Creator. Therefore, they called themselves Israel. El is the Creator and Israel, from the word Yashar, means direct. From Cab TV's Ask a Cabalist, March 20, 2019.